It was a long, long time ago when Amos lived. But it was a time like today. People were full of themselves, proclaiming their independence of God. They thought, I can believe what I want to believe. And if God doesn't like it, he can lump it. They were arrogant, independent, and foolish. God, out of love, sent Amos. Sent the other prophets as well. Called them to return. Repent, just like John the Baptist, many years just before Jesus. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. And they didn't change. They didn't want to change. Their hearts were hard. Their thinking was stubborn. And so you have today's text where Amos is given a vision, and God says, you see this? I'm going to set a plumb line. And the plumb line's purpose is to rebuild God's people. But before he rebuilds God's people so that indeed they would stand straight and tall, he's got to tear down the wall that's crooked, warped. And Amos announced that judgment. There was this false prophet also in town. And the false prophet was like the king's pet. You know, he told the king what the king wanted to hear. And so then he comes to the king and he says, enough of this. And then he went to the prophet and said, enough of this. Why didn't you go down closer to Jerusalem? Go down to Judah. Why don't you go down there and prophesy and, in a sense, earn your keep there? That's that bit about getting your bread. But Amos says, no, I was not called to be the prophet for Judah. I was called to be a prophet for Israel. Israel was the name for the 10 tribes in the northern kingdom. The two tribes down south were called Judah. And there Amos was planted to proclaim the truth. What do we think about the truth today? I have two counseling books in my office. One is called Telling Yourself the Truth. And then the sequel to that, you can guess, it's called Telling Others the Truth. And it you know, tries to have, you know, self-disclosure and take a look at your own heart and your own mind. The Bible encourages that before you take the speck out of your brother's eye, take the log out of your own eye. So that's in line with scriptures. And then telling the other the truth, that's in line with scriptures because we are supposed to care. I mean, think about it. How many times our parents told us the truth? Don't do that. Someone's going to get hurt. What always happens? Someone got hurt. Yeah. How do they know that? You know, and then, you know, in business, they would say, don't do that. You will not succeed. And people insist. And people fail because they didn't listen to wiser individuals. And so we don't always want the truth. You know, a husband and wife is shopping. The wife is going to buy a new dress. And she comes out of the changing room and she says, how do I look? And the husband goes, wait a minute. You know, you look fine. He knows that if he tells the truth, it may not go well. So what Amos does is he sets the tone, not only for in that day, but for our day. Because we make the mistake of telling ourselves the truth, but we forget the source of the truth. How do they know their life was crooked? How did they know their living was warped? The truth came from God. The key is to recognize that God speaks his truth to us. He speaks the message of peace. He speaks the message of hope. He speaks the message of judgment. He speaks the message of mercy. These are all within God's truth. Our role as God's people is to remind ourselves and to repeat God's truth. Otherwise, all we're going to do is speak the truth the world thinks is true. And so we start to sound just like unbelievers all around us. And so we devalue human lives, and we speak about entitlements and self-esteem and all these kinds of things that the Bible says, that's not our starting point. In the New Testament, for example, it tells the truth. All have fallen short of the glory of God. We don't like that truth. You know, we quickly want to get to the gospel. But the fact that that truth remains makes the gospel all the more precious. Right? That God loved us so much that he gave his son. And we needed the son because we fall short. We fall short of his plumb line. By our sinful nature, we're warped. We're crooked. We're not in line living as God's children. And so he gives us, in the prophet Amos, he's given us this message of hope. We have a plumb line. How many times in your life you go, I don't know what to do. I don't know which way to go. I don't know which decision I should make. And we act, and in this chaos and in this anxiety, we act as if there isn't any measuring rod. There isn't any tool to know. And so sometimes we go this way. And if we go down the journey far enough, sometimes we find in that discovery it was the right decision. And sometimes we find it was the wrong decision. People go to college. The average student now changes their majors 3 times, which means often they go to college 5 to 6 years because they spent a lot of time going down the wrong path. Now, it doesn't mean they didn't learn anything, but it just means they found that wasn't it. And in a sense, in our walk with God, we start going down avenues of philosophy, avenues of ethics, avenues of, you know, you name it. We start journeying down there, and eventually, if we watch and listen to God's word, we find this isn't the right path after all. And we come back to God's plumb line. We come back, we repent. And when we come back and repent, God restores us, and he connects us again by faith to that the one who's the cornerstone, the foundation. It's Jesus. And God called the people in the Old Testament to him again and again. And when they were so thick-headed and dark of heart, God brought his judgment. And what Amos said happened. The Assyrians came and they destroyed the northern tribes. The kingdom of Israel was defeated. But in Amos, you still see a message of hope. For God will always bring his plumb line. And God sent his son to show us what that meant. And God gives us that peace in Christ. And God gives us Jesus, who says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. God gives us not just a role model, but the source of life itself. And our journey by faith is to stand next to the one who is plumb, that is, perfectly righteous with God, our Savior Jesus. And next to him, there we stand, shoulder to shoulder, not as equals, but Jesus calls us brothers and sisters. And next to him, there we stand, knowing he took the cross for us, but we stand next to him because he wants us part of that kingdom of God. The Christian church is called to be different. The people of God are called to be different, to stand straight and strong according to the plumb line of God himself. In our life journey, we find out, well, I shouldn't have leaned that way. I got out of balance. And I shouldn't have leaned this way because I often fell. But I stand with Christ. And in Christ, we have life and salvation. The world around us is like the Amaziah, the false prophet. For it thinks Christians are really stupid. And it thinks Christians are so unloving. And it thinks Christians have no hope. And if they, and on the way they describe us. And they think that the life in Christ and the way of Christ is guaranteed failure, because they certainly don't call us successful. And we need to be like Amos. We can be like Amos. Because when people accuse us, when people say, go away from here, you bother me. When people say, go move to another town, move to another country. We get to be like Amos. This is where God planted us. This is where God called us to serve. This is where God wants his truth to be proclaimed. Not from a superiority complex, as if we're better than everybody else, but simply God speaks his truth to us. We repeat the truth to ourselves, and we share the truth with others so that more people may know the love of God through Christ Jesus our Lord and be saved. Amen.